see if this works. Okay. So I started off making drawings, or I call them drawings. Everyone else seems to call them paintings on paper. But with things like this, this is it looks like a poster for a show, or a lot of these early drawings look like posters for shows, but they don't really exist other than drawing form. This one has a Beavis and Butthead quote, and it's about a space that I also ran called 3-Day Weekend. And 3-Day Weekend's an artist-run project space that sort of still ongoing. This is a 3-Day Weekend event that was held at Gagosian Gallery with five people that Gagosian shows. It's like Ruscha, Robert Graham, Chris Burden, and then some other people who are younger, like Dave Hughes, Joy Felice, Anthony Burden. This is my old desk. I just moved it there to make it look like there was something going on. This is a poster I drew for a show. I was in the Lyon Biennale in 2003, and they had this service so you could take a boat back and forth between different venues, and so this is just telling you that that's possible. And about that time, I started trying to think about how to integrate music into my work less superficially, I guess, than having it as just be titles in work. And so I started figuring out different ways. This could be a bumper sticker, except for the fact that it's about 10 feet by 3 feet. And so I started working on these pieces, which are I call top 10s. This one's Barack Obama's top 10. It's actually drawn as tall as he is, or the records are. And I found a list of his top 10 songs along with John McCain's top 10 songs in like Blender magazine this year. So went out and got the records. And this has the form of a joke that I heard in the 80s. Knock, knock, who's there? Knock, knock, who's there? Knock, knock, who's there? Philip Glass. Those are all my Philip Glass records. I think I have more Philip Glass records now, but that's as many as I had at the time. And that led to making these large, sort of large-scale installations of paintings on the wall, including other stuff, too. This is a long timeline that starts right about here and ends there, going all the way around the room. It starts at about, I don't know, I think 1100 or so, and ends around 3500 AD. It's kind of my idea of the history of music. I guess the horizontal axis would be sort of time, and the vertical axis would be sort of like musical interest or enthusiasm. Right here is where time kind of gets really screwed up. Really screwed up for about 300 years, and then it just pops back out and everything's okay. Well, this is a big installation in Spain. This is an installation of work in L.A. this last February at Blum & Poe. These works, there's a whole series of these works. There's 10 of them that sort of have the shape of a domino, and they have like two things that are sort of disparate on either side, but then I like the idea that when you'd actually start saying, oh, this is more like this than it is like that, so that you have this kind of game you have to play with your head, and they're arranged like dominoes where like sort of attracts like. And I like the idea of that being sort of, well, where's the diptych? Is the diptych sort of within the work or sort of between two things that are similar? And it sort of also went along, my history is that I've been a DJ for a long time, so I like the idea that somehow this whole thing ran like a DJ, you know, like a DJ'd show where things blend into other things and then you get from one place to another. That two places that were rather disparate, like you'd be, you know, playing Minor Threat and then you end up like 4 songs later being able to play Philip Glass. And in that same show was this piece. This is called Sergeant Pepper Chopped and Screwed. So these are each like 10 feet by 5 feet. And I took the album Sgt. Pepper and put it through the shredder, including the vinyl, the little black flex or the vinyl, and then drew it. And there's an ongoing series of these because I still have lots of shreds left of that stuff. This is my own addresses. This is called Shredded Addresses. And so it's like my own, you know, to avoid identity theft, you shred all your addresses, and then you throw them in the garbage can. Of course, someone else goes through your garbage can, they could just reassemble everything because you didn't really spread it to the winds. But yeah, you can see in there, like Mueller Studio, blah, 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 it's in there. And I've been appropriating sort of my own scribbles that I make when I'm sitting around listening to music. So the basic framework for this is from a large, you know, like a much smaller little drawing. This is called Be in Flight, and this is a number of these things that I'm going to be showing in Brussels in 2 days. This one's called Beekeeper. It's kind of like my idea of what maybe a bee sees, which is, you know, I don't know what, I don't think bees sit around thinking about what I see, but it's kind of like, you know, like there's a lot of these have to do with fields and other, like, sort of like large, you know, things that it could be turned upside down, right side up, it almost doesn't matter. There's a series that is going to be in the show that are based on football team colors. This is called Notre Dame. If you know, Notre Dame goes back and forth between blue and gold and green and gold, depending on what their, I guess, the football team feels like. But right now they're more in blue and gold, if you saw Barack Obama yesterday. This is called Eagle Rock, California, 90041, which is just its location, or at least where that beautiful little street sign was. Still is, I believe, but I mean, it's from a photograph I shot a couple years ago, so it could be radically different at this point. I don't know. And this is a piece called Decked. That's my daughter, Grace. She's completely covered in, well, not completely covered, you can see a couple things, in Vera scarves. Vera's the designer from the 50s and 60s. I think she was active even later than that, but I tend to like the things she did in the 50s and 60s. And this is a piece called Jack in the Box, using that same sort of like scribble structure as an armature to kind of paint on, you know, make basically fill up with paintings of various things, including like bananas, my wife's skirt, a light bulb somewhere, an old shirt of mine, some rocks. And this piece is called 540 Funston. I grew up at 568 Funston when I was living in San Francisco as a kid. And the parentheses afterwards say SpongeBob SquarePants, because that's what I think it looks like.